Okay, wow, you've handed me like a whole mountain of info on Synology, their BeeStation product, leaked files, software updates, online debates. This is going to be juicy.
Yeah, it started with what looks like a slip up from Synology, a leak.
Really?
Yeah, at least that's what it seems like from what a Reddit user goes by Comey Bando uncovered.
So, is there a new BeeStation coming out? Is that what the fuss is all about? And like, what does all this mean for, anyone out there who's thinking about getting a network storage thing?
Yeah.
Let's break it all down, shall we?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, real quick, BeeStation 101. What is it exactly for anyone who doesn't know?
So it's Synology's sort of take on like a simple, easy network storage. It's like your own personal cloud, right? But at home. And like the biggest thing about it is that it's super easy to use. It comes with a hard drive built right in, and it's meant for like, even if you're not really a techie person, you can use it.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you plug it in, it works, right? Just kind of humming away, backing up all your important stuff. I think they launched it, what, earlier this year, like March 2024?
Yeah, March 2024. And the initial model was the BST154T, which, as the name suggests, comes with a single 4 terabyte drive.
Okay, there's our baseline. Now let's get to the juicy stuff, this Reddit leak. What exactly did Gummy Bando find?
So they found a system image file, right? And it was labeled BSM BST170 8T65371.pat. But get this, the file was gone pretty quickly, like poof, it was gone.
Ooh, covering their tracks. What are they hiding?
Exactly. Which suggests it was an accidental leak on Synology's part.
Okay, but a file name only tells us so much, right? What clues can we actually take from this?
Right, so BST170-AT very likely points to a new BeeStation model with 8 terabytes of storage.
Okay.
And that could potentially mean 2 4-terabyte drives, giving you that basic redundancy in case a drive kicks the bucket.
Double the storage. That's pretty good. But there's more to this leak, right? Something about separate software packages. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Gumi Yamada also mentioned finding these separate SBK packages. And SBK packages are basically software for Synology devices.
Okay.
Think of it like apps for your phone. And what really caught everyone's eye was this x86 version of the SMB service package. And this was specifically for BSM, which is, the software that runs on the BeeStation.
Okay, hold on. Why is that a big deal? Break it down for me.
Okay, so imagine this. The current BeeStation runs on an ARM processor, which
Yeah.
is kind of like what you'd find in a smartphone, right?
Okay.
But x86, that's what you find in like most laptops and desktops. It's more powerful, generally speaking.
Ah, so is this x86 package hinting at a new BeeStation, like a majorly upgraded
Yeah,
processor?
exactly. They might be ditching ARM and going with something like an Intel or AMD processor.
Wow.
And there's another interesting detail buried in the Synology Photos package file name. It mentions Gemini Luckamango.
Jiminy like a mango, what is that?
It's a clue, right? It suggests that they might be using a Gemini Lake processor from Intel, which is often found in those like little entry-level laptops and mini PCs.
Okay.
So we could be looking at a huge jump in performance from like a basic home storage to something, well, much more capable. The big question is, what can you do with all that extra power?
Right, yeah. What would that even mean for, the everyday person using this thing?
Yeah, it really all comes down to what Synology does with all this extra processing power.
Yeah.
Do they have entirely new features in mind that need all this extra muscle? Or is it just going to mean like faster file transfers, smoother operation? Or maybe they're just trying to make everything the same across all their products, use similar hardware and different devices. We really don't know yet.
Okay, so new model, potentially more storage, way faster processor. Anything else we can get from these leaked files?
Not directly from the files themselves. But it's worth mentioning that Synology actually just released a new software update for the BeeStation, BSM 1.165373, just came out October 17th.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What's in the update? Anything major?
Most of it seems to be like taking care of newer media formats. So, for example, if you want to upload HEIC photos or HEVC videos through a web browser or SMB, you now need to install Synology Image Assistant.
Okay, that makes sense. Those are like the newer formats for photos and videos, right?
Yeah.
Got to keep those storage devices up to date.
Exactly. And it also suggests that even with all these rumors about a new model, they're still actively working on and supporting the current BeeStation.
Okay, good to know. Speaking of rumors, we got to dive into the online chatter. There's this blog post making the rounds, titles in German, Synology BeeStation, Möglicherweise neue Version im Anflug. which basically translates to Synology B station, possibly a new version approaching. And the comments section is like a gold mine, all these users chiming in with opinions, theories, the whole works. Have you ever actually used a
Oh
NAS?
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Familiar with network storage in general.
Okay, good, good. So then let's get into it. Remember, these are just individual views, but you know, they give us a good sense of what users want, expect from a device like this.
Absolutely.
So one user, Bastion, they're comparing the B station to the DS124 Plus Air, another network storage device by Synology. And they're asking, like, what's the point of the B station, really? Because the DS124 Plus is about the same price, but has way more features. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a good question. Another user, Gummy Bando, I don't think it's the same one from Reddit, but
Okay.
they argue that the B station's main selling point is how simple it is to use. They point out that the DS124 Plus runs on, Synology's full diskation manager, DSM software,
Yeah.
and that can be a bit too much for some people who aren't that tech savvy.
Right, good point. So Synology is targeting two different kinds of users then, right?
Yeah.
Those who want something super simple, like an appliance, which is the B station, and then people who want all the bells and whistles and are okay with like a more complex system, which is the DS series.
Yeah, exactly. And with this possible move to buy 86, it kind of blurs the lines between those two product lines even more. It makes you wonder, is the B station trying to be more than just that simple storage solution it started as?
Yeah. And this brings us to another hot topic in the comments, RAID versus backups. Lots of people chiming in on this.
Yeah. And User HDM, they make a really important point. They're saying RAID, which stands for Redundant Array of Independent Disks, is not a backup, and that's really important to understand.
Right. Yeah. Could you explain that for those who might not know what those are?
Sure. So RAID is when you take multiple hard drives and you combine them into one big storage unit.
Okay.
This can make things faster or provide some redundancy. For example, RAID 1, it mirrors the data across two drives. So if one drive fails, you've still got a copy on the other.
Oh, I see. So RAID is like a safety net within your NAS, protecting you from hardware problems.
Yeah, exactly. Backups, on the other hand, are like separate copies of your data, stored in a totally different place, like on an external drive or a cloud service. This protects you not only from hardware failures, but also from stuff like, you accidentally delete some files or ransomware, all sorts of things that can cause data loss.
Ah, got it. So RAID is your NAS protection, backups are your overall insurance.
Exactly. And the commenter is saying for most people at home, regular backups are more important than RAID.
Yeah, especially since the current B station only has one drive, so RAID isn't even possible right now, right?
Right. Although if that rumored 8 terabyte model does have two drives, then RAID 1 might be a possibility.
Okay, so we've talked about the basics of the B station, this intriguing leak, and some initial thoughts from users, but how are people actually picturing using this device? Like, what are some of the use cases they're talking about?
Well, User Spaghetti, they mentioned wanting to use a Synology NAS for backing up personal data, things like photos, videos, music, documents, and also storing Home Assistant backups automatically.
Right. Yeah. Home Assistant backups are pretty popular for NAS devices, especially with all the smart home folks out there.
Absolutely. And Ike Broflovsky suggests using Docker on a Synology NAS.
Docker, what's that?
It's a platform for running applications in containers, which are like little lightweight virtual machines.
Oh, okay. So Docker lets you run software that Synology might not officially support, right? Opens up more options.
Exactly. Like a whole world of possibilities for your NAS.
Yeah.
And this ties back to that by 86 discussion, because all that extra power could make running demanding applications like Docker super smooth.
That makes sense. So we're seeing all sorts of uses then, from simple backups to more advanced stuff. But this whole x86 thing, it sparked some debate, right? Some people are wondering if more power is even necessary for something like the B station, which is supposed to be, you know, easy to use.
Right, exactly. Paul brings up a good point. They ask about the power usage of the current ARM-based B station.
Yeah.
They're concerned about whether switching to x86 would mean bigger electricity bills, which is, a valid concern.
Especially for something that runs 24/7.
Right. But Gumi Bando counters by saying, the current B station is already pretty energy efficient, especially when it's just sitting idle. And they mentioned that newer x86 processors designed for embedded systems, they can be quite power efficient too.
So maybe the power difference wouldn't be that noticeable, especially if they use an energy-saving x86 processor.
Yeah, potentially. But Maceo throws in a really interesting counterpoint. They're saying, with Docker now being available on ARM devices, do we even need x86 for NAS anymore?
Good question.
They even compare it to Apple's M-series chips. know, those are ARM-based and incredibly powerful. It speaks to that bigger debate about ARM versus x86 and whether ARM is finally catching up in terms of performance.
It's like a processor showdown.
Exactly. But Ike Proflovsky argues that even though ARM is improving, it's still not a perfect replacement for x86, especially when it comes to certain types of software or virtual machines.
Yeah, and they also mentioned that virtual machines, which let you run entire operating systems on your NAS, often perform better on x86 hardware, right?
Exactly.
So it seems like it's not about whether ARM can do it, but more about which architecture is best for the job.
Right, yeah. And in the end, the choice of processor really comes down to what Synology wants the B-Station to be. Where do they want to position it among all their other products?
Do they want to keep it as a simple, energy-efficient device for, you know, basic backups and file sharing? Or do they want to make it more powerful and flexible for people who want to do more? I guess we'll have to wait for an official announcement.
Yeah, definitely. But all these leaks and discussions give us a lot to think about in the meantime.
For sure. And we're not done yet. There are a few more points in those blog comments that we need to talk about.
Actually, before we move on, there's a lot of talk about Synology's software and their pricing. That's come up a lot in these comments.
Yeah, I noticed some pretty strong feelings there. What are people saying?
Well, one user, Tom, they bring up a really important point. They're saying Synology is a company. They need to make money, right?
Right.
They develop the DSM software. They offer customer support. They make the hardware. And they have all these services, like the FreeDyne DNS, Quick Connect, all that stuff.
So it's not just the cost of the hardware, right? It's supporting that whole ecosystem.
Exactly. And Tom's point is that people often forget about the value of that software and those services when they complain about the price. What do you think about that?
I think there's truth to both sides, you know. Synology's software IS, known for being easy to use and reliable, and that's definitely valuable. But I can see why some people feel like they could be getting more for their money, especially when it comes to the hardware.
Yeah, for sure. And Ike Proflovsky, for example, they say that while Synology is great at DSM and backup functionality, their hardware and other software offerings are kind of overpriced compared to the competition. Mm. They even mention that Synology has a history of using older software packages in their apps, which could be a security risk.
That's a bit worrying. Are other users feeling the same way?
Kay seems to agree. They say they've been disappointed with some of Synology's recent choices when it comes to hardware and software.
So it seems like there are some diehard Synology fans out there who love how easy and reliable they are. But there's also a group that thinks Synology could be doing more, like innovating and offering better value.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And maybe this move to x86 for the B station is a sign that they're listening to those criticisms. Maybe they realize they need to offer more power and flexibility to stay competitive.
It'll be interesting to see how they balance their focus on simplicity with those demands for, you know, more powerful and versatile devices.
Yeah.
Maybe this new model will be a mix of both.
Okay, so we've talked about the basics of the B station, that leak, how users are reacting, and even some bigger questions about where Synology is going with this. But I think it's important to step back and look at the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
This whole B station thing, it's not just about one device, right? It's part of a larger trend in home NAS devices.
For sure.
What are some of the other trends happening right now?
Well, we're seeing a big push towards more powerful and feature-rich NAS devices, even those made for home users.
Yeah.
People are storing more and more data, and they're using their NAS for all kinds of things.
From basic backups to streaming media, running smart home apps, even hosting websites. It's like a central hub for your whole connected home.
Exactly. And this need for more power and flexibility is pushing the whole NAS market forward, both the hardware and the software. We're seeing faster processors, more storage, and more sophisticated software.
So the B station, with its potential x86 processor, that could be Synology's way of staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to anticipate what users will need in the future and make sure the B station is still a good choice, even during the market changes so quickly.
And it raises some interesting questions about where home NAS devices are going. Are we going to see even more powerful processors and entry-level devices? Will software features keep expanding, blurring the lines between NAS and, you know, full-blown servers? And how will all this affect pricing?
Right.
Will these devices become more expensive and complicated, or will they get even easier to use?
It's a fascinating time for NAS, that's for sure.
Yeah. But one thing's certain, the world of home NAS is getting more exciting all the time. It's not just about backups anymore. It's about building a powerful and personalized hub for your entire digital life.
And speaking of personalization, let's bring it back to you, the listener.
Right.
We've thrown a lot of information at you, but now it's time to make it personal. What does all this mean for you and your home network?
So, quick recap. We started with the B Station. That's Synology's user-friendly network storage device for people at home.
Yeah.
Then we dug into this leak that suggests there might be a new model on the horizon, maybe with double the storage and a much faster x86 processor. We talked about what switching to x86 could mean, good and bad. Could it make the B Station too complicated? Or will it open up all kinds of new possibilities?
Yeah, those are the big questions.
And we explored those user discussions, seeing what people want from a device like this, how they feel about the value, the software, all that.
And then we zoomed out, looked at the bigger picture, how the whole NAS market is changing and what might be coming next. Are we heading towards more powerful, more versatile devices?
Yeah.
Or will simplicity and affordability stay king?
Okay, so now it's your turn. What really stood out to you from this deep dive?
Yeah.
Are you excited about the possibility of a more powerful B Station? Or are you happy with the current model, keeping it simple and affordable? What if you could design like your perfect home NAS? What would be like the top features?
Yeah, what would you prioritize? Would it be ease of use? Or would you go for raw processing power, maybe massive storage capacity?
Or maybe something totally different. And like thinking about the future, how do you see home NAS devices changing over the next, I don't know, few years? What will they be like in our, you know, increasingly digital world?
Yeah. Are they going to be something everyone needs? Or will they stay, you know, just for the techie folks?
So many questions to think about. I mean, we've covered a lot in this deep dive, right? Leaked files, all those user opinions, from the nitty-gritty tech specs to like the bigger industry trends.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. We've looked at where the Synology B Station has been, where it is now, and even where it might be going.
And, you know, by extension, we've really explored the whole world of home NAS devices.
Absolutely. And through all of this, our goal has been to give you, the listener, a well-rounded perspective.
To help you make smart choices about your own home network.
Exactly. Whether you're a total tech expert or just starting to learn about network storage, hopefully this has, you know, sparked your curiosity.
Giving you something to think about. Okay, so before we wrap up, we always like to leave you with something to ponder. You know, a final thought to take with you.
Yeah, for sure.
And today, that thought is all about this potential shift to the x86 for the B Station. If it happens, it really makes you think about where home NAS is headed.
Is it because users are asking for more power, more features?
Or is Synology just trying to, you know, streamline things, use the same hardware across all their products?
Yeah. Yes.
Only time will tell, but it's definitely something to watch. Maybe in a future deep dive, we'll have more concrete answers, you know, about the B Station and the future of home NAS in general.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, make sure those backups are running.
Absolutely. Until next time.